What's your name?
What's your name? Hello. What's your name?
What'd you say?
What's your name? Hello.
Mildred.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
What's your name?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name? See you later, alligator. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Alligator.
See you later, alligator.
What's the song that he sings?
Hello, Dolly,
and
Old MacDonald.
Yeah, Old MacDonald.
What, Dan, what are the names of the two parrots?
Old MacDonald had a farm. Boogie.
Mildred.
Mildred Sue.
Mildred Sue.
And Boogie.
And Boogie.
And over here is Leroy and Willard.
And do the other two talk as well?
Oh, they all talk.
Okay. So Mildred's the talker today. Hello, Mildred. How are you doing, Mildred?
Okay.
Mildred, I'm taping you. Do you know that? Yeah, I'm taping. Yes, I'm taping you. Hola. I'm taping you.
Alligator.
Alligator, come on, say it right.
See you later, alligator.
What a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you spend a lot of time teaching them this?
Well, a long time ago. Yeah, when they were young.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hello.
But they talk when they want to, you know.
Well, while we've got a couple of minutes, just let me ask you about when Cheetah, the news came through that Cheetah had died. We were in Europe, of course.
Yes.
And they misreported, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, because they pulled a picture of Cheetah and my Cheetah and me, and that's the picture they showed around the world, you know. And I got phone calls from Europe, phone calls from Australia, from the press, and a lot of emails and stuff, you know, and had to tell everybody, no, he's fine. It was another chimp that was supposed to be Cheetah, one of them in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does that obviously makes Cheetah all the more sort of authentic now, doesn't it, really?
Because there's some controversy about my Cheetah, our Cheetah, because of his age. Now we don't really know for sure. I thought we did, but my uncle kind of stretched the truth a bit, so after some research I really can't say, but he's the ambassador for all of them. Dr. Jane Goodall and I are saying that he's the ambassador for all the chimps that played Cheetah, that no longer need to use them in the motion picture business.
Yeah,
they use animatronics and digital CGI and not have to put these animals through it, and that's what we're saying.
So now you probably, I think he's got to be at least 70, hasn't he?
I would think he's close if he isn't. Yeah. He's up there. We just don't know. Birthday coming up in April 9th, but we don't know how old he is. And my uncle only celebrated his birthday April 9th because it was my uncle's birthday.
Oh, right.
And of course, Cheetah was born in the wild, and so he was, you know, so we don't know exactly what day it is.
And how did your uncle start with Cheetah? How did that happen?
Oh, he was an animal trainer for the movies. Back in the 30s, 20s and 30s and 40s.
And then did he pass his skills on to you, or was it something that you wanted to do, or did you fancy?
Yeah. I mean, he didn't really pass them on to me. I mean, just kind of do it by doing it.
Yeah.
You learn by doing it, you know.
And then they were in the Follies, weren't they?
Well, Cheetah wasn't, but Susie and Jeter was my other two chimps.
Yeah.
In the Follies, yes.
And the Follies, of course, for those that don't know, just tell us a little bit about the Follies.
Well, it's a variety show. It's a fabulous show, and this is the 20th year now. And when we opened the show 20 years ago, I was the novelty act in the show with the chimps, the marquee chimps, and they thought it might last 2 weeks. They didn't know, and this is now 20 years. You know, so it's really snowballed into something big and wonderful. Yeah.
This is a special week, you know. It's the week that I actually got in the Batmobile when we went up to Bray, or was it Bria?
Bria. Uh-huh.
We were in the Batmobile.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I've got pictures of me in the Batmobile, and
wow, wonderful. Yeah,
didn't get to speak to Commissioner Gordon. But,
yeah.
You know. So. When did he start painting?
Well, I he's been in the desert here with me 20 years, and so he was here not too long. I don't know just when. And I thought, well, he doesn't play golf because most celebrities, when they retire, come here and play golf, you know, or tennis. And he doesn't play golf. But so I thought, well, maybe he'll paint because other celebrities take up painting. Like Red Skelton lived here. He was a painter.
Yeah.
There a lot of celebrities come here and retired and took up painting and stuff like that. Well, I thought, well, maybe he'll be a painter. Maybe he'd like to paint. So I went and bought him paints and some boards and started. And that was in 93, I think. Yeah. Jeter just sprayed him. Yeah.
And who is Jeter?
Jeter's grandson. He's 23 years old.
Right. And his party piece is to have some water in his mouth?
Yes. He and runs then, in and gets fills his mouth full
and,
of water.
And comes and spits at you.
And he sprays it on you. That's his big thing. He loves to do that. And he can hold about a quart of water in his mouth, you know.
And how do you detect the mood of the animals when you...
Well, when you live with them like I do, and all the years I've had them for about 30 years, apes, you learn their body language, you learn, their vocal language, their body language, and their eye language, you know, and...
Yeah.
And you just feel it and you sense it. You got to read them before things happen.
Yeah.
You know, and because they're very strong, they're about six, seven times stronger than a man, a human man, and, a big man, a big muscle man, you know. And so, they're nothing to fiddle with, you know.
Yeah. And how's his diet changed over the years? Because he's getting on a bit now. Does he eat the same things?
Basically the same thing. Yeah. I mean, he it's basically monkey chow, which is a biscuit made specially for primates, and lots of fruits and vegetables. But he loves a good hamburger and a hot dog every once in a while. Both of them do, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he used to apparently go on the back of your scooter into town. Is that true?
Jeter and Susie did. Cheetah rides in the car.
Right.
Still rides in the car with me. But yeah, Jeter did, and Susie would. Susie would be on the back of the scooter, and Jeter, he was little, he'd be on the front of the scooter, and all three of us would be driving around town.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to link all to do as ever to the website. So can you remember offhand your website?
Oh yeah, my website.
Yes.
Yes, it's Cheetah the Chimp at CS. .com.
Okay.
That's C-H-E-E-T-A. Yeah.
The Chimp.
Okay.
Thanks.
At cs.com.
Cheers, Dan.
Thank you.